الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We are at the end of the month of Jamadi Uthaniya, and the beginning of Rajab is right in front of us. And this is a very Mubarak month. The month of Rajab is one of the four months of Ashur-e-Hurum. These four months, the sacred months. One is this month, Rajab, and the other three months, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram. They come together there. But this one month is separate year. So this is, we are at the threshold of a very, very great and honorable occasion. We are going to be entering Ashur-e-Hurum, one of the months of the sacred months. And this is the month that it is also known as the month which is Asam, the death month. That is, that during this month, the warfare was declared haram. That was before Islam also. Even the pagan Arabs, they should not do any warfare during this month. So the drum beats and the war cries, nobody would hear them. So it was called like a death month. Also, it is referred to as a month in which the great, great mercies of Allah Ta'ala descend. And that is for those people who make tawbah, who repent during this month. Then in this month they will find the great mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is also referred to that it is a month which is a river in Jannah. And this river is very, very special from all the other rivers also of Jannah. That the water is more whiter than milk, more sweeter than honey. And that will be exclusive for those people who keep rosas during this month. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah, that we can keep rosas for Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Even if it is Monday, Thursday, ayyam bir, whatever we can, Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. So anyway, and Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Allahumma barik lana fi rajab. Give us barakat in this month. All these and much more than this also is in this month. Like that, our whole life is the short life of ours, average between 60 and 70 years, is very, very precious. On this hinges our eternal life of the akhirat. Yeah, in this world, if a person has to get a sentence in jail, 500 years, 600 years, it is 600. It's a long period. It's like no end to it. But there is an end to it. But the akhirat is, there is no end to it. It is forever and ever. And those who will be in the bliss and in the enjoyment of Allah Ta'ala, they will be in this enjoyment forever and ever. And those, may Allah save us all, protect our iman. And today, as it is said, that the winds of misguidance are blowing very strong. And the cases that we are hearing about our youngsters, about generally, about even the Muslims, non-Muslims is out of the question. Even in our Muslims, it's very, very frightening. Very frightening. May Allah protect our iman. So it's not a matter of just living it up in this world or just for the moment that we make ourselves happy, but it is a matter of concern for the eternal life of the year after. Usually this example we give, that a person, his life is like a person who is at a railway station. He's on the platform, and on the rail tracks is his train that is going. It is his train, goods train, to fill up goods in that train. If you fill up good things, the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, all the things which please Allah Ta'ala, then you are filling in the train roses, gardens of Jannah, all the pleasures of Jannah. And if you are doing the things which displease Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, all the sins, etc., then you are filling in there fire, snakes, all the scorpions, all the beating and smiting of the malaika, all that you are filling. And if you are letting it go empty, it is going empty. And on your left side is your dunya. So are you now doing for your akhirat, filling your train of akhirat, and what are you filling? Or are you involved in dunya? Each one of us, Allah Ta'ala forgive us, let us see how much we are doing for dunya. Is more of our time spent for deen, or is more of our time spent for dunya? And if it is for dunya, then we are going past. We are making the dunya and leaving it behind us. Dhulqarnain was one of the four persons whom Allah Ta'ala had given not the rulership of the entire world, but the ownership of the entire world. He owned the entire world. But at the time of his mort, he made this wasiyat that you must put my hands out of my kafan, so that the world can see the man who was owning the world is going empty-handed today. So no matter what our empire is, what we have built in this world, it is all going to be left behind. It will be all on the left side of the platform and all that. And the end of the platform is the end of our life. And then we have to jump in the train, whether we like it or not, when maut comes. And there are great, great philosophers who call themselves, or people call them, great philosophers, psychologists, etc., who have written about the ruh and about life. And they become very angry in their writing. That for a person who makes so much effort for his dunya and accumulating the dunya, but at the time of maut, not one bit of this dunya goes with a person. Not really even the kafan. And the kafan was just of respect to cover the body. But otherwise, it isn't that we came in this world to earn the kafan. And we are just going without anything whatsoever. And to send a naked body, a woman's body, and if you're carrying it to the janazah naked, na'udhu, how will that be? So that is just to cover the body. But what are we taking of this dunya? So here now is the occasion, this worldly life Allah has given us, that it is a time to prepare for that eternal, everlasting life of the akhirat. Allah, give me, give us all tawfiq, inshallah. And this is, there is no limit and no end to accumulating and making for the akhirat. So our whole life is valuable. And then in our lives, we find that on a daily basis, there are certain times which are also very valuable. Like the time of tahajjud, for example. The best namaz which Allah loves is the two sunnahs of fajr on Friday morning. Those namazes, those two sunnahs of fajr, Friday morning, Allah loves them very greatly. So there are various times. The time between before Maghrib, sunset time, tahajjud time. So all these are very precious and valuable times. Like that, the whole time is valuable. These are. During the week, there are times which are extremely valuable. The day of Jumu'ah is a special, very special day. And today's day has passed. Each one of us, let us see. Like in the business world, people are seeing how much business did we do. How much money did we make today? Now, they have done the business during the day. They are counting up now at night. What have we done? Each one of us, let us see for today, what did I do? How much did I earn? And one great ibadah is salawat ala nabi, especially for the day of Jumu'ah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how much did I send durood today? Each one of us look, check for ourselves, how much of durood did I send? How my surah kahf, whether I read it or not, made some other zikr of Allah, what's the condition of my namazes. So the weekly also, then yearly also, we find this period that has come now. These are very special occasions. And this heralds in a whole multitude of wonderful occasions. After Rajab comes the day, it comes the month of Sha'ban. Sha'ban is a great month also. The most rozas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kept after the month of Ramadan was the month of Sha'ban. In some riwayat it appears that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kept the whole month of roza, or most of the month he kept roza. And then the month of Ramadan, what to say? And then the month of Ramadan, the three asharas, the first ashara of rahmat, maghfirat, and then itqu minan nar. What wonderful occasion. Then after that, Shawwal, Dhulqa'dah, Dhulhijjah, the first 10 days of Dhulhijjah, the day of Arafat, which is the greatest day in the whole year, and the night of Qadr, which comes in the, normally, it's understood, it comes in the last odd night of Ramadan. That one night is the greatest night. So these occasions are here now for us. Now it is time, as a person will say, must pull up your socks. It is time now we get ready for all this great, great ibadat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept. For the month of Rajab now, how much we can do, we should try and do. Make tawbah. And tawbah is for every person. Even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to make tawbah 70 times a day, 100 times a day. Whereas Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala had forgiven, and there were no sins. Had they been, they were also all forgiven. But ulama give various interpretations of that. One is to teach the ummah that we should also be making tawbah. For today's day that has gone, ask ourselves, how much tawbah did I make? We are making gunas left, right and center. And tawbah and istighfar, we hardly make. And so tawbah, istighfar is a great, great ibadah. One other explanation ulama give, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was continually in a condition of uruj, going higher and higher. And as you go higher, when you see your lower position, then you feel I was nothing. And where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has reached, we cannot imagine. So then a person makes tawbah istighfar on his previous condition. So tawbah istighfar is like lazim upon us. We have to make continuously. And there are so lot great fazilas. On the day of Qiyamah, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, very fortunate will be those people who will find in the Nama Amal, their record of deeds, lot of tawbah and istighfar. May Allah give us tawfiq that we make lot of tawbah istighfar. And a person who does that, his amal will not appear to be wonderful in his eyes. When he's making tawbah istighfar, that means he's looking at his amal and that they are not worthy of acceptance in the court of Allah Ta'ala. And the reality of the matter is this, that we are our amal, namaz, which is the greatest ibadat, and the greatest teacher, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the greatest student, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the greatest ibadat, namaz. But the end of the namaz, what dua he taught him, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Oh Allah, I made a great wrong to myself. What wrong did the person do? He performed namaz, which is a great ibadat, but that we could not do it properly. Our concentration was not there. At that point, we should think also that how much of concentration have we got in our namaz? Namaz, salat, is such an ibadat that we should be, every namaz that we make, not only the whole of Fajr, the two sunnahs also, and then the two faras. Zuhar, four sunnahs, four faras, two sunnahs, two nafal. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Every unit should be taking us more closer to Allah. And it should be such that after namaz also, we should be in the thoughts of Allah. But we are such normally that when we eat, Bismillah is forgotten. During eating, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr, that these ni'mat are only from you, O Allah. Normally it is forgotten. And the dua after eating is normally right, completely forgotten. That we should be making shukr to Allah Ta'ala when we wear our clothes. And what beautiful dua there is when we are wearing our clothes. The one dua, Alhamdulillah illazi kasani ma uwari bihi awrati wa tajammalu bihi fi hayati. That this beautiful this dua, by that all a person's sins are forgiven when he reads that dua. But normally we do everything. We enter the toilet, do we read our dua? Do we take the precaution of doing it according to sunnah? One alim, who was a great, he was a great alim himself. He came to Saharanpur to Sheikh Yunus, Allama Sheikh Yunus Rahmatullah Ali, John Puri, and told him that, Hazrat, Allah is unhappy with me, and show me something that by which Allah can become happy with me. So he said, who am I and what can I show you? He said, Hazrat, you, Shaykhul Hadith, for how many years you have been teaching? So he said, what comes to my mind is try and make amal on sunnahs. Even where you don't need to, but do an amal, like for example, drinking water. You're not feeling thirsty, but drink water just in order to make amal on all the sunnahs of drinking water. With your right hand, minimum three, so your three steps that you take, and all the other sunnahs, sit in a sitting position, etc. So every sunnah that you will make, and then you will, Allah's love will come. And see the promise of Allah Ta'ala. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ If you want the love of Allah Ta'ala, فَاسْتَبِعُونِ Make my ittiba, follow me. If you do that, two great promises Allah has made. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ When you make ittiba as sunnah, Allah is going to love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ And Allah will forgive you your gunas. So sunnah is a great, great thing. So this is now the month and this period that we are entering is a period that we try, where we make tawbah also, we try and make more amal on all the various sunnahs and all the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this month, the most the famous date for the ascension, the Mi'raj of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, famously known as the 27th, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had made Mi'raj. And from there, there are two great lessons that we have to learn. One lesson is our yaqeen, our conviction, iman, alhamdulillah. We are sitting here, we all believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all believe in akhirah. But how much conviction have we got on there? And like in the Ash'ar, how beautifully it was stated and explained that Allah ta'ala's love must be the greatest. More than our own self, more the love of akhirat must be more than this dunya. But how much we give preference to akhirat? One great alim says that our greatest weakness is as far as yaqeen is concerned. Conviction is concerned. Iman we have got. We all read the kalima. And we have entered into Islam. But that is a great difference between us and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, the conviction they had, that they put their horses into the water to cross, and they crossed like that. Where Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala writes a letter to the River Nile. Now, how can a person write a letter to Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid? He goes and faces the army of over 200,000 with a small group. And he says, really, I alone am enough for them. That conviction, what was the reason he gave? He says that we make the zikr of Allah. And a person who makes the zikr is a living person. And a person who doesn't make zikr is a dead person. Where will the living person be afraid of 1,000 corpses? The corpse can't do anything. They are dead bodies. So where is that yaqeen of ours? As it comes that the person who misses his namaz, one rewrites asr namaz. It is like he has lost his whole family, all his wealth and everything. Who of us got that conviction? That if I have to miss my asr namaz, or I miss it with jamaat, then my whole family I have lost. All my wealth and treasure I have lost. Where is that? So that yaqeen. So this is the month to build that yaqeen. That Allah gave this mi'raj to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And mi'raj is really an occasion that we shouldn't just pass the months like that. And this occasion of mi'raj, which was also given, Allahu Akbar. Ulama says in Amul Huzan, the year of sorrow, the year in which Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha had passed away. So that was a source of great sorrow to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Talib, who had given so much protection to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he passed away in this year. So in order to console Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in one aspect, Allah Ta'ala called Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam for Mi'raj. And the meeting was Allah Ta'ala. And if Allah Ta'ala makes it, when we come to the masjid, we feel that meeting was Allah Ta'ala. And when we raise our hands, literally, we throw the dunya behind us. And now when we fasten our hands, it's only me and my Allah. If that can come into me, if that can come into us. So this is the month to build that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To build that full conviction and yaqeen. Because Mi'raj, Allahu Akbar. A journey from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's resting place to the Kaaba. And from there, heart operation took place. And from there, to Baytul Muqaddas. And from there, Isra, the seven heavens. And from there, further, where Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam also had to announce and say that if I go one hair's the extent of one hair's breath, one further if I go, I will be brought down to ashes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam goes further and returns from all that. And all that in a period of the bed didn't still become cold also. Like a person middle of the night gets up, just goes to toilet, comes back again, bed is still warm. In that short period, so we have to see that yaqeen, as ulama have explained, that Nabi this Miraj of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was 100% his body also and his soul also. It was a physical Miraj. Like that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had made Miraj many times. That is in the dream, that Allah showed him about Jannah, showed him about Jahannam, all those things. But this Mi'raj, which we commonly refer to, is a Mi'raj which was done 100% with the body and the soul. And such a long journey, in such a short time, who can do that? No one but by the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, yeah, we all have come from various places. People here from Homestead Park, and from our homes that we have come for the program, it takes time. And from wherever we have come from, Joburg, and people are from outside Johannesburg also. How much time? But this journey, so what was the Qudrat of Allah? So that yaqeen, let's build that yaqeen in our hearts. According to some ulama, that Allah Ta'ala had stopped the time. And that is also, time also is the creation of Allah Ta'ala. And the creation after that, now Allah has put it in rotation. The sun and the earth and the moon and all the rotation of it, etc., which gives us our year, which gives us the lunar year, the solar year, which gives us our winter, our summer, which gives us our day and night. But it isn't in the control of the system. It is still in the control of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah wants to, He can stop it. He has the full qudrat and the full power. Do as it as He wishes. There are certain people, Greek philosophy, that the sun's rays, when it falls on anything, then the sun has no more got any control of that. Once it falls on the lands, it falls on the crops, etc., now the sun can't control it. But Allah's control, Allah's, whatever Allah has done, whether it is in the trees, what it grows naturally, or in the factories, what is manufactured by man. Whatever it is, whether it's made by Allah directly or indirectly, man made effort, but it is Allah's control. Fully and only Allah Ta'ala's control. Allah give us that conviction that Allah alone is the doer of everything. So this yaqeen has to come into our hearts. We have to try and build and make effort on that. And many good kitabs are written. Speak to our ulama which kitabs we should read. And read about Mi'raj, so that we can build our yaqeen. And also many ulama have given wonderful bayans on Mi'raj. Listen to those bayans also, so that we can build our yaqeen. And that is one thing that we must try and take from this month, this yaqeen. As another thing which Allah Ta'ala gave in this Mi'raj was salat, five times namaz. This was also a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. Like Allah Ta'ala had called Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and then Allah Ta'ala gave him a gift to go to his, back to the people. The gift of namaz. And if we go and see really, Namaz is that one ibadah that was not made for us here on the earth. Iman also was made for us on the earth. All the other ahkamas, the commandments of Allah. But for namaz, Allah called Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam to not the seventh heaven, above that also. And then Allah gave this great gift of namaz. So when we should think and make, and who brought this namaz to us? Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So how much shouldn't we honor, and how much shouldn't we really have value for this great gift of namaz which Allah has given us? Namaz is, what is namaz? It is dua, supplication, direct connection with Allah Ta'ala. A person has got so many woes and so many worries and things, but when he just turns into namaz, Allahu Akbar, he's out of all that, and now he's with Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us that kind of a namaz. Otherwise, we, without any real problems as such in our lives, our namaz, we haven't got connection with Allah Ta'ala. This is to make that connection. So in this month, we make efforts on our namaz also. As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min, it is said. It's not a hadith, but the meaning is 100% correct, that namaz is the mi'raj of a mu'min. And أقرب ما يكون العبد من ربه وهو ساجد. The most closest we are to Allah Ta'ala is when we are in sajda. Right? But normally our thoughts are in all different things at this time. But so that is the time when we should be the closest to Allah Ta'ala. And to make our namazes correct, before that is wudu. Wudu must be made correct also. Right? One unbecoming thing, or unfortunately it's a thing which is taking place everywhere, to stand and make wudu. In some communities it's a common thing, some countries it's a common thing, and when you stand and make wudu, then especially when the washing of the legs come, now you have to balance on one leg, even a young person, and usually there's water where in the wudu khana. You can easily slip. To wash your leg properly while you are standing, it's a very real task. Many people, while sitting also, we just dangle our leg under the step and we feel that we have washed our legs. So the legs, every part of the body in ghusl, in wudu, what has to be washed properly. It must be done properly. But the slapdash wudu of ours, what kind of a namaz will a person, if a person speaking during wudu, then it has an effect on your namaz, your concentration. If a person wastes water while making wudu, it will have an effect on your namaz. So wudu is very, very, very important. So this is also a month that we try and correct all these things also. Our wudu becomes correct. Our namazes become correct. Our concentration in namaz, which is really perhaps you can say zero. And our postures in namaz are also very, very wanting. That to correct our postures also. So this is the month that of namaz we make effort. That we make our wuzu properly. We make our namazes properly. And so this mustn't be just a month that came and it went. And we didn't really do anything. Two things if we can work on. And then carry it forward for the rest of our lives. That to make hasil what we had to gain and acquire. If we see that, unfortunately, it's very, very weak. So that is the real purpose. And as in the Ash'ar we read, that is really the purpose and object of going to the Mashayikh and going to the Khanqa, so that these things come into us. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we make effort in these lines for this month. Our yaqeen, our conviction on the Zaat of Allah, the promises of Allah. So much that we have that yaqeen. One mustahab is more valuable than the dunya wa ma fiha. That whatever there is in the world, this is more valuable. But unfortunately, like one person who went to Maulana Imran Bhopali, Rahmatullah Ali in Bhopal, and in the discussion, he mentioned one thing, he said, but this is only sunnah. So Maulana told him, 100% you are correct. It is only sunnah. But your lehja, the way you have said it, your tone is kufr. That sunnat is not important. It's only sunnat. And how much aren't we guilty of this? That after all, this is only a mustahab. This is only a sunnat. And the faraiz we don't pay attention to. In our practical lives, how much we miss out. So these are things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, that this honorable occasion comes, and this is just as a reminder. And first it is for myself. I am in need of it most. All of us are in need of it. That we remind ourselves, and whoever will remind himself, bring this in his life, he is going to benefit. And who of us are just going to bypass it, but go past, like you go to some, one time, Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullahi alayhi was making safar with Mufti Saqi Usmani, the Ahmed Barakatum, and they were passing some beautiful scenery of Kashmir. So Allama Yusuf told him, lift up your eyes, you are so engrossed in your kitabs here, yeah? And that is also a lesson for us to learn, that we should be always be busy with our kitabs, with some zikr, tilawat of Quran, etc. And see the great kudrat of Allah. So many places there are so great kudrat of Allah. وَكَأَيِّ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُؤْرِضُونَ. We pass through all this, but we don't notice the greatness of Allah. Every morning the rising of the sun, the setting of the sun, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتِ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. They are great, great signs, but we don't take notice. How many Rajabs have come? How many Ramadans have come? But our life is just where it was. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this understanding, this zeal and this desire that we improve ourselves. And we take the advantage and give me that desire and that zeal to take from this month of Rajab and to benefit from it. As far as our yaqeen is concerned, to understand that Allah is the sole controller of everything. Everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Bigriku banana, what things are destroyed, to make them again good, it is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And everyone, we have experienced those occasions in our lives when we saw like we had lost hope completely, but how Allah Ta'ala made everything come right again. So this is that yaqeen. And then our namaz and everything related with namaz. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah, to benefit fully from this occasion. And this Rajab of this year won't come back ever in our lives again. It is only this year it's here with us, and then it will never come again. So how much we can benefit, Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.